Number 3. Exercise 5. Listen to the texts about three English kings and do the task from Exercise 5. Смотри учебник, страница 8. 1. William the Conqueror. Before the great battle, William had gathered together hundreds of ships in the French harbours opposite England. But the storms in the English Channel destroyed a lot of the French ships before they sailed, and William's soldiers began to feel sorry that they had engaged to cross the sea and invade England. They were afraid that fortune had turned against them. Just at that moment, a new bright star with a long fiery tail appeared in the sky. We know today that it was Halley's Comet, which appears in the sky once in 76 years. But William was clever enough to prove to his followers that it was a heavenly sign, meaning that they would win a great victory over the English. The appearance of the new star put fresh heart into William's soldiers. They went on board the ships, feeling that God was helping them to invade England. 2. King John. King John was probably the worst king ever to take the English throne. He was a cruel and boastful coward whom no one could trust, and a very bad king. John was the favourite son of King Henry II and the youngest brother of Richard the Lionheart. Although Henry gave John everything he asked for, he began to fight against his father and his own country with the French. The fight was not successful, but his father died of a broken heart when he learnt about his son's treachery. After Henry's death, John's elder brother Richard was King of England for 10 years, but spent only 7 months in his kingdom, as he was engaged in fighting abroad. When Richard was returning home across Europe, he was caught and taken prisoner by the Emperor of Germany. John thought it was his chance to make himself king. He sent a letter to the emperor, asking him to keep Richard away from England as long as possible. The emperor had other ideas. Richard was worth money, and he demanded £100,000 for him. This was a lot of money for a poor country like England, but it had to be paid. 3. Charles II. On a day in May 1660, the flags fluttered and the cannon fired a royal salute as the rightful king was returning to his country 9 years after he had left it. The king's journey from Dover to London was a triumphal procession all the way. In London, the narrow streets were crowded with men, women and children who came to welcome the king. Bells were ringing and there were cheering crowds everywhere. London had got a king again, and most people were glad. But the man who was happiest of all was King Charles II. His wanderings were over. England soon settled down to the life which the people had known before the Civil War. Unhappily, the newfound peace and content did not last long. A terrible disaster was on the way. This was the epidemic of the plague. It quickly spread throughout London. No one was safe. By the end of the year, 70,000 people in London had died.